This is going public. Southeast Missouri State University Small Business Development Center develops and implements programs to support entrepreneurs and small businesses in the Southeast Missouri region. We're going to learn more about the center and their services with Jacob Pallison. He's the director of the SBDC. I spoke with him on the television program SE Connect.
Jacob, good to see you.
Good to see you too, and thanks for having me.
And we're going to talk about the SBDC. So for folks who don't know, tell us about the Small Business Development Center.
Yeah, that's a big question.
Okay.
Even though we're a small organization. Now, we are a statewide organization, Small Business Development Center. So SBDC exists across the state of Missouri. We provide no-cost, confidential business advising and resources to entrepreneurs and small business owners. And our center in particular, you know, we're hosted at SEMO, so mm-hmm. I work for SEMO, and we focus on the Southeast region to help those entrepreneurs.
And how many? 16 counties?
19? 19
counties?
I never forget that number. I heard that the first day I got to the job, and I thought, where's the rest of the people? Where's the rest of the team to do this?
So. Big area. And you did say no cost, so for a small business owner who maybe think, well, I can't afford Jacob's expertise. The services are free to the small businesses, right?
Yeah, it is no cost. And part of the reason, or the main reason, is that we are funded by SBA and by SEMO and by other partners. So they bring in, you know, the funds and the support to make us available to the best of our ability and the best of our time. So when someone reaches out and says, you know, I'm looking to start a business or grow my business, what does it cost? I say, well, lo and behold, nothing.
Just some time to really go to some of the classes maybe and to spend some time learning some of the concepts. But
yeah,
so tell us about what are some of the services that you offer to businesses who are wanting some help?
So there's a lot, and I really mean a lot. So it ranges from, you know, you have someone that comes in and they want to start a business and they have this idea and they're going to take over the world. You know, so we focus a lot on customer discovery and figuring out, is this a good idea? So we have resources and processes for that. And then over to someone who, you know, they just want to go out on their own. They need a little bit of money from the bank and they need a business plan and a financial forecast. So we help them with that business plan and financial forecast. Those are two big things for the startups. For the established businesses, and that's anyone from, you know, we've been in business for a couple of years to we've been in business for 20, 30, 40 years, as long as they have fewer than 500 employees, they're considered small.
Okay.
For those, we do a lot of different things. It's strategic planning, it's market research, it's financial analysis, it's exporting resources sometimes if they're looking to take over the world, get into some other countries. So a lot of different things. And I will say, it's not all me. I am not the expert on everything by any means. That would be impossible. So that's where we leverage that statewide team of different people, different experiences.
When you spoke at a chamber event recently, one of the things that jumped out at me, and I know you've been here, I've been working here for a long time, so I knew about the SBDC, but I didn't realize all the access that you have to all this great data.
Yeah.
Tell us about the data you have access to and how impactful it is.
Now you're getting me talking.
Okay, it's all right.
I know we're on a time limit here. No, data is something that, you know, if you go back in time, you know, big companies could afford to do market research. They could afford to do focus groups and customer surveys and things like that. They could afford to, hire a private consulting firm to go out and do market research. But, you know, small businesses just can't, right? It's very cost prohibitive. So nowadays, there's certainly a lot of no-cost data. You know, Google provides a lot of information to you, and you can do your own surveys. But there's still a wealth of market research data, consumer data on who are the customers, what are the trends in different communities, who's buying what and where are they buying it, what are the financial benchmarks, right, so the financial comparisons to your business within your industry to similar businesses. Export data, where are we shipping stuff to and where are we buying stuff from across the world. And a lot of those databases, we cover the cost to access those. So when someone comes in and says, Jacob, I want to, you know, we got to sell some wine over to Europe because they like our wine, but where do we start?
Yeah.
You know, we can go in and help them understand those market opportunities and really dive into it. So that's a big component for me, and that's something that I do quite a bit of.
What are some other big things that it's not just small business. As you said, it could be an established business that comes in and says, okay, we've not been growing over the past 2 years. We've got to do something different. And you can help them with that kind of stuff too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it certainly depends on the situation. As I always say, you know, we don't do the job. It's still the entrepreneur and the business owner that goes out, and they have to make their own decisions, and they have to go and do the job. We're there as that foundational piece, that little sliver there, you know, of saying we bring some resources, we bring some information. So, yeah, if it's looking at how do we expand into a new market or should we launch this product, we can help navigate that and help think through, you know, what would that take? What would that cost you financially? How can we project that out and see, you know, where's your break-even point if you launch a new product, for example?
Yeah.
What are your funding and financing opportunities here? You know, are you going to the bank? Are you going to investors? Are you self-financing? So there's a lot of different scenarios that we try to help them with. And I'll say, you know, most of my job is asking questions to help those entrepreneurs and business owners think through. So we prod and we poke and we say, well, have you thought of this? And what would happen if you did it this way or that way? And help them think sometimes.
What's been the most challenging project that you've been presented with? What business came to you with this project?
Oh,
you were just like, wow, how are we going to figure this out?
So it's all confidential, so I can't really specify a whole lot
generic.
Of detail. But yeah, and we honestly, we get stuff like that quite often. I think the biggest challenges are the ones that I put in, you know, our startup innovation bucket. So someone that comes in and says, you know, I have this great idea. They, of course, think it's a great idea, but it's hard to determine at that early stage. You know, they're trying to develop something maybe the world hasn't quite seen yet, you know, and it's stereotypically it's an app, but it's not always an app, right?
Right.
So we get quite a good handful of those that have something. It's innovative, it's creative, it's different. Helping them understand how do you go out and, you know, determine before you sink too much money and time into it, what's going to work? Is it going to work? What's the best direction that we can take this in? Those are challenging. They're fun.
Yeah.
Half fun because I don't have to put my livelihood on the line, but also because there's some passionate people and they really want to make a difference and want to go and do something.
Yeah.
So that's challenging but fun.
Jacob, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Jacob Allison is the director of the Small Business Development Center. To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.